On this episode of the Ritual Misery Podcast, we raised some money.
And Amos got prickle-ricked.
Yeah, I was also at CES, kind of, this week.
Interesting. I was thinking a lot about The Mandalorian. And, as you heard in the opening, we've got Tay Allen.
Oh, Tay, what do you have to say for yourself?
I brought a vortex rock with an energy spiral in it.
That's all you need to know. Yep.
Funky-ass beat. I like it.
Hello, and welcome to the Ritual Misery Podcast, episode 238 for Thursday, the 9th of January, 2020. This is the show where two lifelong friends and their guests celebrate all things geek. I'm Amos, that's Kent. The music is brought to you by Kevin McLeod, because he's fucking awesome. And we have our own musical guest tonight, because apparently she's feeling musical, Tay Allen plus fire!
Oh! He's on fire!
Hey, take back
at your
contacts, y'all.
Oh, she put the fire out. Like, she's safe.
I have more fire. Don't worry.
Now she can mark herself safe on Facebook. Safe from Tay's fire.
I'll bring back fire later in the episode when you least expect.
Now I'm just going to always expect it. So I don't know what's going to happen right now. Kent, how was your week, dude? Mine was very, very busy. Lots of work, although I'm not going to complain about work. It's the other work stuff that... So how was your week?
I was also busy with work. The last time we did a regular episode of the show was before the Streamathon. So I've been thinking a lot about the Streamathon over this last week. We raised $2,777.20 for the Children's Miracle Network. Yep. Over the course of 27 hours. It was so much fun. Yep. It was so rewarding to be able to bring such a good-sized donation to the children. It was great, man.
I want to bring in the point that 2 years ago, we raised $2,072. $2,077.
Okay.
Last year, we raised $2,027. So it dropped by $50, and we were like, oh shit. This year we brought $2,777. So two of those numbers, the first number and the last number, have remained the same each of the last 3 years, the 2 and the 7. I haven't looked at my tarot in a while, but I'm sure that means something.
Y'all, Tay's freaking out.
I am not joking. 7 is my magic number. Every time I see the number 77, it means I'm aligned. And my horoscope said today, I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to do. My path seems to be wandering and not make any sense, that I'm supposed to be where I am right now. And you just said 77. This is amazing. Thank you, universe.
In cribbage, 27772 is worth like a lot of points. I mean, it's not like... It's not a 29, but let's see, trips for 6, pair for 2 more, so that's 8. I got a 9, and that's about all you can do with it. So about 8 points. That's not bad.
All right.
Oh my God. I can't believe that's 77 like that. This is so magical. I am meant to be here. I love you guys.
Tay, what is it with your computer? You just went all crunchy and stuff, like, right? Like, everything was fine until we went live, and then your 77 came in, and everything just went...
Oh, no. Did you push something? It can't be me.
I do on this show is push Ken's buttons.
I think Tay might have set her router on fire or something.
Oh, is this the fire you were referring to earlier? Is you were just going to set fire to your internet?
I'm just, y'all, I always set fire to the internet. Let's be honest, okay? I just X'd out of Google Chrome for you guys, so maybe it'll clear some things up. Is it better?
It is not.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What should I do?
Okay, first of all, I just want to say that any first-rate podcast would cut it right now and say, no, we're going to start this whole thing over again.
but we're not one of those.
We are not a first-rate podcast. A second-rate podcast would be like, well, let's fix it. We're not one of those either. We are a third-rate podcast, so we're gonna just work around it until your signal comes back.
Yeah, I think
okay,
it's...
Okay, can you hear me at least? Is it just the video?
Your audio is a little crunchy too. What I can do is drop the video and see if the audio comes in clear, because then we know it's a signal issue, and maybe you can call us back. But that'd be fixing it, and that's a second rate podcast issue. And I don't know.
No, y'all, I'm down to be crunchy. Now it'll have the fart sounds.
Now your audio is fine, and your video is still a little squirrely. So maybe we're coming back to normalcy here.
Yeah, so I think we're good.
Fart, and so maybe it changed the equilibrium in the room.
If you missed the pre-show, Tay's feeling a little farty tonight. So
yeah, I'm being really open about it, because I think we all should be more open with the fact that we all fart, and girls should be able to fart and not feel ashamed. That's honestly something I've been working on like the last 2 months, is like farting around my boyfriend and it being okay with that. So I'm really gassy tonight, and I'm going to be farting constantly.
Well, there you have it, folks. You heard it here. Tay Allen. Some of you thought Tay Allen was a bit of an airhead because she's a little awkward and crazy. No, she's more of a blowhard.
I'm a revolutionary fighting for women's farting rights. Thank you very much. Of toot and enjoy it.
Amos, tell us about this Prickle Rick. You got prickle-ricked.
I got prickle-ricked. So my wife had her computer on the dining room table. I was going to be a smart ass, and she brought her little 22-inch monitor downstairs. I said, no, I'll bring my 27-inch that I'm not using anymore and throw that on here so you can take your 22 back upstairs to your desk, and we can have the 27 down here. We plugged it in, and all of a sudden, her screen was mirroring, and it would not go to extending mode on her Windows laptop. I couldn't figure it out. I sat there and scratched my head and tried to argue with it for about 10 minutes. Couldn't figure it out. My wife came over, bleep, blop, bloop, magic happened, and it was extended. So my wife showed me up on a technological thing that is not supposed to happen, but sure as hell did.
Well, I mean, she's a nonner in the Air Force. I mean, that's kind of what they do, right? Like, make computers do what they're supposed to?
So many things I would like to, but I can't respond to on that.
Trying to get
girls smart there. And we're smart.
She said,
oh my gosh, I just got a thing saying kill your video. Okay, thanks guys. You're not my Reddit comments.
Damn. Yeah.
Really?
I was just trying to minimize the bandwidth usage, so you came in nice and clear, because I think people would rather hear you than it be jumbled.
Okay, I just kill your video is like a PTSD for me. You know how many times I've heard that exact phrase over the last 5 years?
Man,
I am sorry that I was not
Please turn off your video camera? I'd love to hear your angelic voice.
that's what he meant.
And the worst part is now it's coming in clear.
Of course it is. That's what you get. The Tay gods have shown down on you to smite you for telling me to kill my video. Reddit, you may now go put a million more views on it to show up Amos. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh my gosh. So also last time we talked, we discussed our thoughts about the latest Star Wars movie. Tay, have you seen it? Rise of Skywalker?
No, I saw Cats.
Oh, how was Cats?
I have a lot of thoughts about Cats. Who here, say in the chat realm, has seen Cats? Let's get an answer to that while you guys talk about Star Wars, and then I will come back to Cats. I need an idea if anyone's ever seen the Broadway show of Cats in this nerd chat room.
Okay, so if you've ever seen any iteration of Cats, whether it be the Broadway musical on Broadway, off-Broadway, touring, a school version of it, if you've ever seen any kind of version of the musical Cats, including the movie, let us know in the chat. And we will get to that in just a second. Kent, do you have any new thoughts on Star Wars?
Only for The Mandalorian, because Mandalorian finished since we last had a regular episode of this show. And I had positive things to say about The Rise of Skywalker I am going on the record to say that The Mandalorian is better than The Rise of Skywalker. I love that show. I think it's absolutely awesome, and it's accessible to any level of Star Wars fan. But I will tell you this. If you have watched the Clone Wars and Rebels animated series, you will be rewarded for that with The Mandalorian, because it is next level if you've seen those shows. Enjoyable if you haven't, but off the charts if you've seen them.
Gotcha. I haven't finished Mandalorian, so I will reprise my statements about The Rise of Skywalker, and I've seen a few more people have bad comments about it. I disagree with them, although I don't necessarily disagree with their ideology behind it, but their end result, that it's not a good movie, I disagree with. So, look, if you didn't like Rise of Skywalker, if you didn't like the latest trilogy, if you didn't like anything other than episode one, come at me, bro.
Fitz says if Rise of Skywalker had Baby Yoda, it'd be good.
Rise of Skywalker had Daisy Ridley, which makes up for the cute factor in my eyes.
Oh, thank you, Charles. Charles is here. I love Charles. Charles also hasn't seen it. Have you seen Cats, Charles? Or Jumanji?
I think we're 0-7 of people that reply that have seen any iteration of Cats.
Right. And I will have to tell everything about it and explain to the interwebs what happened in Cats. Okay. So, Cats on Broadway, I describe as almost like a Cirque du Soleil. Like, it is a really weird musical. The music is catchy, but it's all over the place. Andrew Lloyd Webber took a poem book about cats and made a show out of it and didn't care about writing a plot. It's just a bunch of cats singing really intense poetry to like 80s jams. That's the musical. So if you've never seen that and you have no idea what that is, and you go to a movie theater where you sit with like other people and are having popcorn and a Coke, and that comes onto the screen, and not only is it weird, intense, super long cat poems to 80s music, but then people are CGI'd with fur on them, you're not going to understand what's going on. So I've seen Cats. I actually have the Cats poster on my wall. There it is. And because it's an amazing dance show, and it really is, it is like a Cirque du Soleil. It's a spectacle. Yeah, should they have made it into a movie? No. Should they have cast non-Broadway people in it? No. It's super, super weird. So, I mean, that's Cats. But it's not like they just made a super weird movie. The movie is very accurate to the Broadway play. So that's what I'll say for it. Like, they do the Broadway show very accurately and well, but like, most people don't like the Broadway show. So that's my thoughts.
Well, Amos, I wonder how it did in the box office. Let's check in on the movie draft.
Oh, it means I got to hit the little thing and do the thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Do the thing.
Yeah, let's do that.
Welcome to your Blue League Movie Draft Minute, presented by DiamondClub.tv for the week of January 6th, 2020. I'm your host, Big Voice Jay. I once gambled my car in Vegas. The Hearts people were furious. Good times. Let's go to the scoreboard. Team Snowshoes in last place with $256.2 million. Team Gelf is in fifth place with $332.9 million. Team Geek Grills is in fourth place with $341.4 million. Team R&P is in third place with $490.7 million. Team Have a Drink is in second place with $564.6 million. And in first place with $629.2 million, it's Team DKG. Let your Stream Team Movie Draft Minute. For up to date listings, follow Stream Team Draft on Twitter.
All right, Kent. Our goose is cooked, man.
We're not going to catch DKG.
Not a chance.
No.
I don't think we're gonna go anywhere above third. I think we're stuck where we're at.
I have an announcement. It has to do with things like this, I think. I won my fantasy football draft.
Nice.
Oh, nice. High five. I was one
This is my first time playing. I'm just amazing at games because I, too, am a nerd. That's why we're all friends. And it was a bunch of guys and me and, like, one other chick, and I won. And they all have been friends and played many years, and I came in, and I didn't even know how to make the name on the app, so I made my name as Winner, and I won.
That's freaking awesome. Yes, I lost my draft.
I have a screen grab. I will post it to Twitter. I was very, very proud.
I lost my draft by a point in the championship game.
You are not me. You did not win. No,
I sucked. You didn't. You won. That's incredible. Not even knowing what you're doing. That's awesome.
I just followed my instincts every week. To me, the players I should switch out would kind of twinkle. They would have like a shimmer about them, and I'd be like, oh, I must change them out. And I won.
That's freaking awesome.
I'm not going to argue the validity of those statements.
Thank you so much. I am posting my winning picture onto Twitter for anyone who cares. And my Twitter is TheTayAllen. Maybe you like it. I'm very proud of it.
Kent, if people would like to help us out and give us insider tips on future movie drafts, or just rag on you for not having a team, or rag on me, try to accuse me of being a bandwagoner for liking the 49ers since like the 80s, where could they go to have a more direct line to us?
Yeah, so I was going to say you could hit us up on Twitter or send us an email, but if you want priority access to talk
to this third-rate podcast.
I love it. Crunchy and all.
Help us become a second-rate podcast by going over to patreon.com/ritualmisery. Every little bit helps. It's going to take us to Austin in a couple of months.
Yep.
Thanks to the patrons providing that flow.
Now we also used to say, give us a buck a week and we'll make you smile.
Oh gosh, that's the worst.
Now it's a buck a month. Like we've decreased our rates in hopes of gathering more patrons.
Yes. Yeah, check it out. There's all kinds of extras on there. You can get this entire post or pre-show where Tay talks about farts. You can get the post-show that who knows what craziness is going to happen there. Lots of exclusive interviews, all sorts of cool stuff over there. Patreon.com/ritualmisery.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Kent, it's about this time, isn't it?
Can I please have your attention?
In the last 30 minutes, Kent's done something. Now you've got a guess.
He was very excited.
Kent's games.
Play with him. Play
with him. Play with him. Was that my voice? Did I say that?
I mean, you might have. I don't.
It's very quiet on the stream.
It's quiet in my head too. I don't know what's going on with it, but I can't figure it out because I'm sharing screen and that locks my screen to not be able to bring up the taskbar.
The game this week is called Awkward Tascriptions.
Oh yes, this is gonna be so good. I can already tell.
So I found some pictures that I want to show to Tay, and she's going to describe the pictures for the audio listeners. Amos, are the video viewers on twitch.tv/ritualmisery and youtube.com/ritualmisery, I think. Are they going to be able to see the pictures that Tay gets to see?
Kent. I remote produced Daily Tech News Show from fucking Vegas in Alaska for 3 days this week, stressing myself out about sharing pictures from the fucking internet. And you're going to have the go. Of course, they're going to be able to see it, dude.
Right. Well, I wasn't asking if they could, if you had the ability. I was asking if you were making the choice to show them to the audience because the.
I apologize for my previous.
Audio listeners aren't going to see the pictures, so it's up to Tay to describe them to the audience.
So what we will do is I will pop them in this little Google window that you see off to the side over here, Tay, and then you will describe them, and then after the description we will I'll reveal it to the viewers, and then the listeners will be able to click on a link and see it in the show notes.
All right, so Amos Amos has not
spectacular.
Amos has not seen these pictures either, so it's going to be a surprise to him. So I'm going to be watching his reactions as much as I'm listening to to your description, Stay. All right, let's
And thank you, Crunchy, for the compliment on my shirt.
Crunchy, oh, hello, Crunchy. Crunchy.
I'm also holding a magic rock so that this will go very well.
Oh, Crunchy says, joke's on you. I had mine capped at $1 a month anyways, which is what we always wanted. But now you don't have to cap anything. You just let it go at $1 and you're good.
Yeah.
Like we're making it simpler. We're taking a step away.
All right, guys. I'm super ready for this. I'm excited.
All right. Here is picture number. I'm doing them in order, right, Kent? There's not like some funky little shit you're doing here?
Numerical orders.
Okay.
For one. Here we go.
All right, because I'm seeing thumbnails now that I'm actually looking at the folder, ready to pop them over, but I haven't actually looked at them yet. So here we go.
Okay.
Here's picture number one.
It's like a sausage fest for your eyes. It's one of those things where you kind of want to know what's happening, but you kind of don't. It's intriguing, and you want to be like, "Hey, can I come over for dinner?" But also like, oh God, don't use me for dinner. I really like their taste in towels. I'm a big fan of that.
Is that and a towel or is that bacon?
What's in the eye of the beholder, Amos? And I think what I can really bring home on this is, you know, who let the dogs out? Obviously no one, because this dog killed his owner and now is having vengeful glory.
Wow,
I think that's an excellent theory on what's happening in this picture. We'll bring this over to the audience here in a minute. We'll see what chat realm has to say.
I'm trying to bring it over. 4K monitors kind of screw up a 720 broadcast on a. You gotta give me a second here.
You gotta finesse it.
Yeah.
So
it's like he's finessing that sausage.
There we go. Okay, now here is the big reveal, ladies and gentlemen.
So there we go. I'm surprised you didn't say anything about the teeth.
I saw the teeth, but I did not deem it worthy of a description because I thought it was shoddily done. A poor Photoshop, not the red camera quality of Mass Text.
Okay. All right. If you didn't care for that one, let's see. Picture number two.
I gotta retransition here. Okay, there we go. Hey, I'm producing here. All right. Picture number two. Now, I will let everybody know that I do have the folder open in a different screen that I'm sharing with Tay, so she doesn't even get to see the thumbnails until the whole picture shows up. So
it's true. Oh God! Well, this was a magical day. This was the day where a woman truly found herself. I see a shining goddess dressed in white, surrounded by the most mystical animals you have ever seen. This is like The Witcher almost. It is a group of fairies, goblins, mythical creatures, and a charming, handsome young prince who's ridden in to save the day.
I like that description quite a bit. Amos, let's reveal this one to the chat room.
Hold on, Kent. They couldn't hear you because I don't have my NDI set up properly, so I'm trying to readjust. So you need to stall and egg her on a little bit and cover for me.
I can do more. So there's a sprightliness to the way that this prince and princess are holding each other. You almost wonder, what is their relationship? Is it mother and son?
Fantastic.
Wow. Still working, Kent. Keep talking.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so Tay, I'm curious, do you know, so the person that you're standing next to, do you know what they're wearing? But let's say
underneath
the bottom.
The armor.
Yeah. What is in the bottom half of this gentleman's person?
Would I be right in saying a Nordic kilt?
Ah,
you would actually.
Someone has a good memory after all that peroxide, gentlemen.
Who
I'd
said,
like to give a shout out too to that redhead record producer in the back.
All right, let's give the folks a taste of what she's seeing here. Hopefully people can hear you now, Kent.
So that's all right. So hopefully the NDI is.
Yes. All indications are go.
So the gentleman in the picture with Tay is our chat realm's very own B. Coford. And yes, he was indeed wearing a kilt in that picture.
Even though the picture doesn't show the kilt, which is a shame in and of itself.
Yep. Is that Garrett Weinzierl in the background there over BK's right shoulder?
It might be. The people can't see it though because they're not seeing the whole picture. So let me do some adjustment. I'm not. You know what? I'm just gonna. Take this and slide.
There are surprisingly normal looking women over his shoulder as well, who don't seem like they should be in a chat realm ballroom. But don't they just look like moms?
They kind of do. Maybe like Aunt Sally's.
Yes, and I don't want to discourage anyone from being part of our group. This is not me. They just look too nice. Honestly, they look well put together. Their outfits match, and they have nice earrings. I don't understand.
It's not that they don't belong. It's that we don't know how to accept them.
Dragon Con? Is this at Dragon Con?
I think it is.
It was at Dragon Con, yes.
Yeah. Alrighty.
The most likely to be infamous sash that I won my senior year of college. If only they knew what was to come.
I mean,
that they did.
I like before we click off this picture, did you ever have a nip slip in that shirt?
Only those who attended will know.
Oh.
Talk about an after show. All right, I'm dying to see what is the chat realm saying. These are so funny.
Yeah. This is when Tay had blonde hair, LOL.
Oh, yes. This Tay doesn't look like that Tay in the picture. Oh, interesting.
Fitz says, chat realm has plenty of focos of all shapes and sizes. And yes.
That's beautiful.
All right. Picture number three. And I can't even tell what the hell this is by the thumbnail. So this is going to be interesting.
Great. I've been shocked so far. I was not expecting me and him at Dragon Con. That was brilliant.
All right. Here you go.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I can't.
Oh.
All right. The description of this is there's a time in every woman's life when she feels a sense of danger, but also likes to be in control. This time comes at the ripe age of 6 to 40-ish. There is a mystical plant and fruit that is tempting these women who are discovering themselves, like they want to try it, but they just can't. Their mother is shamed by their existence and is off in a hallway drinking herself into oblivion. It also looks like they may be on a boat and that they may be in the captain's quarters getting a little naughty. And that this mother is outside of their ship window. I want to know what chat realm thinks is going on in this picture.
I have to comment on this.
I think you do.
There is so very much about this picture that I love.
Yeah, this is a very dude picture. I don't know if I can give a taste description of this. I think this is a most description. Amos is not going to be able to talk for the rest of the episode. Everyone know.
So here's the thing. There's a couple of there's like three chicks. There's an old chick in a mirror that looks like a porculus. Or a porthole, rather. There's a middle-aged chick, and then there's a young chick. And the young chick is holding an apple with a squid on it, or an octopus, rather. And the middle-aged chick is wearing, like, a corset thing and she's blindfolding the young one with like what looks like a black tie, and there's some champagne. There's like different emotions on each of the women. They all look like the same woman at different stages of life.
That's very true. That's beautiful, Amos.
I think I've said this before, so I'm not going to be too sad about saying it. But I'm not necessarily into blondes, but the youngest woman here, just the way she's got her like her hand, it's pretty hot. It's pretty hot.
This is such a porny picture. Kent. I would like to point out the thing that I like the most about this picture is the lobster in the lower left hand corner.
Oh, I didn't even see the lobster.
I know. You were looking at the girl.
No, I saw the little angel looking like right, the statue thing down there, but I didn't.
Show chat room.
Chat room is wondering if we're going to break terms of service by showing this. And I honestly don't know. I don't think so, but fuck it. It's just Twitch.
Yeah, I chose this picture just because of how much is going on in this picture. Yes. You can tell 1,000 stories.
You are right. There is a lot going on in this picture.
The mother in the hallway is very intriguing. It's like a Desperate Housewives subplot waiting to happen.
That is a convex mirror in a circular frame that looks like a porthole. Oh my god, this is some crazy. And what is going on behind? Is that like medical equipment back there? That's
right.
Dude, this is a find, Kent. This is a fucking find.
I think I saw that plant in an issue of High Times.
Oh wait, no, that's the streamers from what looks like a balloon. I could find. This looks like one of those puzzles that you, when you're drunk in the bar and they're trying to get you to see the 15 differences. That looks like what this picture is.
We all know Amos is going to spend all evening looking at this picture, trying to find everything.
No, I have a hot wife upstairs ready to be pissed off at me for any number of things tonight. There's no way I'm going to spend the rest of my life looking at this picture.
All right, so let's spend some time looking at picture number 4.
Okay, let me
click. Thank you for keeping us on track, Kent. What did chat realm think of that photo?
It's a gross piece of fruit she's holding. One thing we know, alcohol was involved. And why is there a squid on the apple, though?
Yes.
Yeah, squid the blonde the is hot, but I don't think that's the mom.
Yeah, the squid on the apple was, that's really what did it for me.
I'm gonna agree with W. Scott S. 1 on this, on his first remark after I showed it.
Yeah, basically.
That was the remark.
All right, picture 4.
Okay, picture 4, I remember this one, so maybe?
Ooh,
I think I do. Maybe not. Yep, are you?
Oh my gosh. Well, if you've ever seen two elves just frolicking and having a grand time under a rainbow, that's what this looks like. There's some grumpy ogre in glasses in the back, though. I don't know who that evil man is. Where did he come from? The bottom of a bridge? This Minky and Fiddlesticks, two glorious elves, went out one day to find out if they were true trolls. Did they have gels that lit up on their stomachs? Only a bar on 6th Street can tell.
It looks like the two elves' bellies would click together like Legos.
It doesn't fit. Also, I think the one elf in the red looks great in that picture. She's very proud of her stomach there.
Yeah. Yeah, no kid. I mean, I don't think the other elf is any less proud of his stomach.
And he is gorgeous. Steals the show.
Let's see what chat room has to say. So this one took place in Austin at South by Southwest.
That 20, grumpy, 17? Grumpy ogre with the glasses in the corner. We need to get rid of him.
Yeah, Brian Brushwood in the background there. I think this was 2018, Amos. What say you?
I think Brian Brushwood sounds like an ogre name.
It does. That's so funny.
Yeah. I think Chat Realm will only be sad that the two people, the two elves pulling up their shirts didn't go a little further.
Well, what masculine part of the Lego? Was that what it's called? Like a feminine plug? Wait, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
The female end? Or what, the male end? Like a battery?
Male and female.
The receptacle.
Everyone wanted the gray shirt higher. That's what I'll say.
I think they just wanted both. I'm in a couple of the frog pants blue chats, and they want both of them higher. I'm just...
That's valid.
I put frog pants in my Diamond Club song I made.
Yeah.
They should know that. Yes.
Yep. Okay. Let's kill that one. And I shouldn't say it.
That's another thing that I could
switch from that video.
A show, the Diamond Club song. Diamond Club's a girl's best friend.
That's a good one. I think we played. Did we play that video when you were on the show?
I think so.
I feel like
yeah, we did. Yes. We did. I think. Yep. Yep. Yeah. Okay, so
I don't know that.
Shut up. You're supposed to be in standby mode. What is wrong with you?
Well, I don't know you either, and it's okay. Maybe one day we'll meet.
Alexa, go live.
Oh, wow.
Also, shut up.
She
didn't do all the things. She's supposed to go into standby mode when I tell her to go live, whatever. Alexa's a hooker.
Lego belly, that's so funny.
All right, are we ready for what is it? Picture five?
Picture five. Oh, wait, wait, wait. We should say it like
again for picking a great game.
We should go with the Jack Attack version. Picture number five.
Five.
Taters, the most delicious food and fan group in the world. I love you. I want to eat all of you.
I don't think you need to wait for anything else. Do we? We can just show that.
Just show this one. Yeah, this one's pretty blatant. I just wanted to see how excited Tay would get when she sees her tater tots.
I love them. I'm gonna cry. Oh my lordy, I'm crying. Amazing. I love you, Ken. That's so cute. Wow, I'm going to make that my screen background.
I did a Google image search for tater tots. That's how I found it.
Amazing.
It's like the third picture in the search. Okay, so we have one final.
Wait. You can't have a... Hey, Napoleon, give me your tots.
No, get your own.
Give me some of your tots.
No.
I have some.
Haven't had anything to eat all day.
You ruined my tots.
Full in dynamite. So great.
Oh, such a good movie. It's one of the few movies that's genuinely not as good as it should be until you've seen it twice.
Dude, I kind of hated that movie the first time I saw it.
Yeah.
Was compelled to watch it a second time immediately after, and I loved every moment of the second viewing.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the design of the movie. If you've never seen Napoleon Dynamite, you are going to hate it the first time, and then subsequent viewing, it gets better like a fucking wine.
So good.
Oh no! Someone in chat said that they're running away from me now. Come, little children, I'll take me away.
That's just Squid.
Into my garden of music.
He always runs.
Well, I haven't cast my spell on him yet. He will come back.
Well, if he ever manages to make it up to South by, he'll see. He'll understand. All right, final picture. Are you ready for this? Now, the chat room has noticed that every other picture has Tay in it. And I don't know if this does or not, but it might. It seems like a picture that Tay might be in. A little bit of scenery going on, maybe a little alcohol may have been involved in this.
I think the only one we'll been in is the tater tot one. I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, this is definitely me. Okay, yeah, great.
I thought it might be. This is you in costume, right?
Yeah, this is when I went to Cambodia And yeah. I decided to really get in touch with my magical roots and to do the art of waterfall spitting at chicken. Mm. It's where you go in and you get muck water that has not been filtered. And the only way to truly purify your soul is to ingest half of it and to let, oh my gosh, my closet door just creepily opened. That was super scary. I have offended the Cambodian gods. Oh my gosh, there's a ghost in here. Okay. You have to ingest this muck water full of brain-eating bacteria and then ceremoniously spit it out with all the toxins inside your body. And then the chicken, which is the grandest of gods, which allows all of your inner spirits to be healed, spits it back into your mouth and you go back and forth until it's all evaporated in the air and you pass out.
Amos, do you have any comment on this photo?
This and Vegas were my favorite vacations.
Because I can tell you what I would name this picture, actually.
We want to know.
Cock spitting contest?
I would title this picture Woman Spits on Cock. Oh. Amos, show the picture.
This is the most awkward picture I've seen.
I love it. What is going on here? Kent, you're a genius. Literally, what is going on? What was I doing?
Chat room has absolutely no idea what the hell to say about this picture.
It says that's hot.
Fitz's wife better watch out. He's going to have some new requests on Friday night.
So funny. Oh my gosh. Genius. Genius.
Oh, geez. Oh,
this is also a contender for my screensaver on my computer.
This is.
So I encourage the audio podcast only Squid, listeners.
Squid says, and we're done.
At the show, it cannot get any better.
I encourage the audio listeners to go to youtube.com/ and check this episode out. This is what is this? Episode 180 something? Or one, what is it?
238.
238? Jesus.
Yeah,
238. Check it out. And you can see these pictures and everyone's reactions to them.
Oh my gosh, my face hurts.
I know.
Before we keep going, real quick, can anyone in chat realm take a chunk of this video where he shows me the tater tots and I have the tater tot reaction and we talk about the tater tots? I want to put that on my Instagram.
Perfect.
Can someone send that to me?
I'm sure it can be done.
Hotmail.com. Amos always laughs at that.
CompuServe.com or .net, right?
I always loved Hotmail because it was HTML with just a bunch of vowels in the middle. HTML is the code, is the name of the code used to create web pages back in the day.
It's hypertext markup language.
Hotmail came out when HTML 3.0 was available.
It's actually HTML.
The best version. Two.
But, wow. Oh my gosh. That was a blast. That was as much fun as I expected it to be.
Good.
It was amazing, Ken. It was so fun. I think if we do a live Ritual Misery show and we have a screen again, we should do that with the audience. That would be so fun. Like, have everyone line up and they get to do like a caption or something. I can just imagine like everybody. Oh, it'd be so funny.
So many possibilities. Returning.
If you live in Austin and can supply a 27-inch or larger flat screen TV for temporary use on one evening, let us know because we may use that in our meetup that we're going to have regardless of whether or not there's a South by So Wasted.
Yep. Well, we'll make it.
Maybe not do South by So Wasted?
There's discussions.
They're saying there may not be a Diamond Club or a Night Attack event this South By, in which case we will just take that fucking mantle and run with it ourselves because
yes,
I already bought my ticket, so fuck off.
Oh, we will do it. Did they say why?
They never do.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, and it's not even like none of that's certain. None of that's certain.
Let's be real. If Night Attack is going to do something, we're not going to know until the end of February.
Yes. Right. The year I headlined it, I did not know until the day before.
Right. Right.
So, I was like, Where am I going, guys? I know you want me to sing. I have dancers and cookies.
Was that the one at the top of the handlebar?
Yes, with the World War II backdrop.
Yeah. That's the first South by that Kent and I went to together. And the first South by So Wasted either one of us went to.
Yep.
Maybe that's why you're our favorite.
Yes, of course. We bonded.
I finally convinced Kent to go to South by. Well, Richard finally convinced me to go back to South by. So then I told Kent he's going because I'm going. Yep, and then he finally just said, okay, I'll go. And then we went there. And then it was you and Justin rocking out on all the songs neither one of you could really remember because you're both really drunk.
That is true. And that was when Brian gave me my name tags of Tay. And that was iconic.
Yep.
That's right.
Yes. Yep. No, that is accurate.
I might have photographic evidence of that.
I think you do.
Charles Rubach says he's been to every one since the second one. That is amazing.
Charles is he's such a, that's, I met Charles in real life through a live Night Attack taping, the one where I snuck in on Brian and scared the shit out of him.
Crunch says we met there too. Yeah, no shit. Yeah, like, yeah.
Totally. Like almost everyone that I know in Diamond Club, I met at South By.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. Did we meet Crunchy that first year? Were we cognizant of who Crunchy was? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think it was the next year that we went and because the next year was the one where she showed her dick tattoo, her glow in the dark dick tattoo. And I think I think that's where we really got to know Crunchy. I think the one year before we were kind of still, I don't want to say outsiders because no one's really an outsider in Diamond Club, but we were kind of fringe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally. Yeah, we were not really known at that point.
We didn't know people by face. We barely knew some people by name because I was coming from Merit Militia and Kent was only tagging along because I told him to at that time.
Little did you know how much your life would change that you'd see this face every year for eternity.
Not for eternity. We're only going to do 1,000 episodes. So we only have roughly 15 years left of this show.
Oh,
yeah, okay. Something like that.
Yeah,
probably more than that.
I've called
a new name before this is finished.
Yeah, I've called the I can take that a few ways. I've called the limit at 1,000 episodes of Ritual Misery. Like that's all I'm doing is 1,000 episodes. Once we hit 1,000, I'm done. But it's taking us five.
Said I found you guys because I wanted a cigarette.
Yeah,
no, that's legit.
And she also says that all of us were very drunk. I think Crunchy and I think are the only people that tend to get thrown out of bars for being too drunk.
Well, she's got you like 3-1 because she's been kicked easily. Out of Darwin's three easily. Times.
Yeah.
Once because they thought she was drinking while pregnant. Once because they thought she was over medicated. Once because they thought she was falling asleep at the bar. You got thrown out of what the hell that place was?
I don't even remember the name of it, but I think it was mistaken identity because like there was literally no reason for.
No. He got thrown out of the one that's two stories over by the pizza joint.
But there was literally no reason for
he got thrown out because he didn't know that one of the bouncers asked him for his ID when they did. And then once that got cleared up, he was like, well, why aren't you asking for everybody else's ID? And they're like, it doesn't matter. We're asking for yours. And then he just stormed past because like, fuck the bouncers, right? Like, what are they going to do? Well, he found out when they threw him out.
Well, that may be the case. I don't remember it that way.
Yeah. Amos, can you copy and paste that clips that he did? In the chat room?
I can.
Thank you. For those of you who are watching, you don't know that I am on Skype right now. I am not in person with them, nor can I click on what you are saying. I can only watch it.
So Tay, what new do you have going on? I know you've had some
Yes, I'm in a musical. Right now, I am in Sweet Charity here in Austin, and that's exciting. I'm a Fandango dancer in that. And I have a new song coming out.
A new Tay Allen single?
A new Tay Allen song. I'm working with a producer who started as a tater. All my best people started as taters. All my friends, all my now amazing creative artist collaborations. He was a tater. His name is Alex Zink. He is an amazing record producer. He produced a song for Camila Cabello, and we are working together on something. So if we had something like a South by show to premiere it at, maybe we could get our ducks in a row before then. But no matter what, it's going to be amazing. And I'm really excited to be releasing something.
That sounds a fucking amazing.
Hell yes. Aww,
thanks, guys.
And a South by debut of this, possibly on a Ritual Misery production, would be just that be basically it'd be a dream come true. I think this would be
I think
for both of our brands.
That would elevate us to a second rate podcast.
Oh my gosh, then I have to get a real webcam.
Well, a second rate podcast, we might be able to buy and send a real webcam to some of our more prestigious guests.
Oh, or if anyone, this is a tech group, if anyone has even just a decent webcam sitting around that you don't use because you have real technology, you can send it to this girl who is on her 2013 Mac.
Kent, that something can be arranged.
Yeah, I think we'll figure that out. I'm almost embarrassed that we haven't.
Right. Yeah.
But like, I mean, last time she was
pointing out the obvious.
Last time you were on the show, you were on your phone. So I don't know. If that's necessarily our fault for.
The phone is always very awkward though, because I have to hold it for 2 hours. I thought I would just give you this terrible quality video instead. You've seen me drop that phone so many times.
Now, I will have to say that we're going to solve this for you. We have the means to fix it.
Oh, wow, that's magical.
Meanwhile, once you have it, we'll have to have you on again in order to properly test it and make sure that it's adequately functional.
I think that would be very, very fun. So I know you guys have been teasing this. I don't want to jump ahead of the schedule, but are you thinking about doing a South by thing? Like, should I try to make this song happen by then?
We will discuss that in the post show, exclusively available to our live viewers and patrons at patreon.com/ritualmisery or twitch.tv/ritualmisery. Meanwhile, Tay, where can people find you? They want more Tay. The taters are out there and they're hungry.
There's Tay coming. Oops.
Clip that.
At the Tay Allen, TheTayAllyn, or Snapchat, just Tay Allen, Allen with the Y. And if you just Google Tay Allen, honey, I'm all over the internet. You'll find what you need. You'll find it.
She never gets that Texas accent going, the little Texas draw, until the very end of the show.
Right.
Do I always do that, honey?
Yeah, it's pretty much guaranteed. Kent, I know I don't see a tweet in here that you like this week.
I've barely social mediaed this week.
Same here. All right, so we'll skip the tweets we liked. If you have tweets you like, how can you... Wait, no. If the listeners have tweets they like, how can they forward those tweets to you so that you may end up liking them and sharing them next week on this very podcast?
At ReplyMe, @rm_DelNoche. I'm Del Noche or Del Noche 77, pretty much anywhere else on the internet.
Yep. And I am Ethan Kane on Twitter, ethancaine, or Ethan Kane 77 on Twitch, or not Twitch, on Steam. There we go, Steam. Yeah, find me on Steam.
77.
Ah! I need more Steam friends because I'm looking for a lot of game recommendations and shit. So find me on Steam at Ethan Kane 77. Find me. Let's do this. You can find the show on Twitter at Ritual Misery, RitualMisery, and you can find where's the thing at? Join the Discord. Join us in our Discord.
bit.ly/rmpdiscord.
Yeah, see, this is what happens when I try to read Kent's part. Like, you should just fucking jump in there and do your job, dude. You can find all these links and more ways to support the show and give feedback at our website, ritualmisery.com.
We are live every Thursday at 7 p.m. Pacific on diamondclub.tv and twitch.tv/ritualmisery.
Thank you so much to Kevin McLeod. Thank you so much, Kevin McLeod, for allowing us to use your music. Thank you for listening. For Kent, for me, for Tay, for you. This has been your Ritual Misery Podcast.
Love you guys.
See ya.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.
RITUALMISERY.